Setting the bar stories, Kelly R.
Examples of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, love the entrepreneurial spirit, right?
Sure.
Someone who takes action, maybe starts a new job, starts a brand new industry, a new
business.
Business venture. Yeah, exactly.
It's like
exactly.
I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going into business for myself.
Yeah, don't do it like Milton. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of cars from your job to start that competing business, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no, Milton.
Milton worked at Avis Budget Rent-A-Car.
Oh, and let me guess, he wanted to start his own car rental business?
Yeah, so he stole 47 vehicles and used them to start his own car rental business.
Oh, Milton, did you think they weren't going to notice? did you think they don't keep track of their fleet?
So look, Chief Justin, he's kind of talking about Milton here.
There was no point at any point that we covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
They're like, okay, obviously he works there. He knows the ins and outs of car rental. He can figure it out.
Had access to keys.
Had access to keys, yes.
He was renting them out, and then they were continuously being used until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or a law enforcement agency to get them.
Yeah, so basically.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he was not going about it the right way. But, you know, how is someone supposed to even start a car rental business if you don't have cars?
You need the inventory to start with.
Yeah.
And, well,
can't
Avis
fault
had
Milton
a lot
for that.
Avis, there's like, you know what? There's some here. They probably don't need all of them.
No, probably not. Probably not.
I mean, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
He just wanted.
You said bless his heart.
To start his own business.
That's
you
all
know?
He wanted.
He's trying to make an honest living, just leaving the honest part out of it.
He's trying to make an honest living. Yeah. Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of cars from your employer to start a competing business, competing against your former employer,
they might notice.
Yeah, you're doing okay. That is your setting the bar story.